and state media concepts social media podcast. Time to hashtag everything. We talk about all the fun, crazy stories on social media. From Instagram to Facebook, Twitter to Tumblr, or probably even Friendster. Join us each week as we explore the quirky side of social media. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media Podcast.
It's simple, such a sad song. The one that we rely on.
Hello and welcome to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast, brought to you by the GSMC Network. I am your host, Heidi, and I'm joined by the lovely Ariane.
Hi.
Today on social media, we are talking about a diversity of stories, and the first one is very heartwarming. This one is related to Christmas, and this warmed my heart. And I think that's part of the reason why it became so popular on social media, is because it's just a very cute story.
It is.
Before an elderly man passed away, he left his 2-year-old neighbor Christmas presents for the next 14 years of her life.
That's so sweet.
Just so sweet. Aww. I kind of hope the family doesn't, like, you know, if they have more kids, then they're just going to be like, I know. Why does my sister get all the gifts?
Well, you didn't know him, so.
He didn't know you. It's fine.
Right.
Owen Williams opened the door to his home in Barry, Wales, to a surprise from the daughter of his elderly neighbor. The elderly neighbor's name was Ken, and he had recently passed away. And the daughter who's at his door was clutching a really big plastic bag. And at first, Owen actually thought it was trash, and so he was confused as to why she was at his door with a bunch of trash.
Right.
but when he looked in, he realized the bag was full of Christmas gifts. So Ken, who had been the neighbor who had passed away, had bought Williams' 2-year-old daughter gifts, like a bunch of gifts for 14 years. And the daughter said that these are presents for Caddy, the little girl, for the next few Christmases. And it's quite heavy. And she was really emotional about it. Owen Williams said that he was really emotional about it. And he actually described the bag as like the Mary Poppins bag because like presents just kept coming.
Wow.
He couldn't believe it. He said it was like an amazing Christmas story. Mm-hmm. And this story was shared on Twitter. It was a Twitter thread, and then the story went viral. And apparently, Owen said that Ken was 83 when they first met. The family had moved in beside him like 2 years ago. And Ken was a former salvage marine diver, a seaman, a carpenter, an engineer, and even a baker, which apparently he baked like one wedding cake once. So he called himself a baker.
Go ahead, Ken.
you can claim it. That's fine.
Right.
And they opened one of the presents, which was a children's book, but they're unsure of what to do with the rest. And if you see the story online, you can see some of the pictures. It kind of looks like a lot of the gifts are actually books, like they're in the shape of children's books.
Yeah.
So they're a little unsure of what to do with all of the gifts for the next, 14 years, because they feel like they can't, like some of the toys won't be suitable for their daughter at, all the different stages of life as she gets older.
Right.
So they're not quite sure, but people on Twitter have weighed in and, given their different views, of course, of what they think he should do with all the gifts.
Right.
And I think it's really cute, but they were basically just like, amazed and like really touched. Just that someone would like think about this for like 14 years.
I know, that's super sweet.
Yeah, that's like a long time, and that's very specific too. 14.
It really is. Does his daughter, Ken's daughter, does she not have any kids? Is that why he?
I guess. I mean,
I know.
Maybe he did the same for her kids. I don't know.
I know, right?
Maybe they're older or something.
It's still super sweet though. Like the thought.
And also, oh. like, it's not like your grandpa, you know, it's a neighbor.
Yeah.
Which I feel like is almost more touching because it's someone who's not in your family. They didn't have to give you right. anything when they passed. You
right.
know?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
So I think it's really cute. When they opened the gifts, Owen Williams said that his wife was on, like, FaceTiming with her mom. Oh. So, like, the whole family got to actually see the gifts and that. I think, like he said, like, his wife and, like, his mother-in-law started crying because it was so sweet.
Oh.
So it was really cute.
Huh. If they're not suitable for her, like, as she gets older, he can still always, like, either re-gift or donate them mm-hmm. to another family that could use them at that time.
Yeah.
Something
yeah.
like that.
I feel like they could maybe open it and be like, oh, that's like so sweet and appreciate it. And yeah. then maybe donate it or
exactly.
something. Yeah. Yeah. I agree. Anyway, I think that's a super cute story. And I'm so glad.
That was way cute.
That mm-hmm. went on Twitter and went viral. It's mm-hmm. a good story for, you know, it fits the Christmas.
It really does. Yeah. Thing.
Also, our next story is not quite as heartwarming, but it's kind of funny. So a restaurant is set to sue a customer over a bad Facebook review because they're saying it's slander. So
okay.
in South Carolina, a restaurant has sued a customer because of the negative review. They said that the review had false allegations that was against the restaurant. As I said before, they said that it was slander. This happened at, how do I say that? Like Buoys on the Boulevard mm-hmm. in North Myrtle Beach. They are suing Doreen Gail Alfano for slander, and they're saying that the bad review stemmed from the restaurant's refusal to honor a coupon that was from October 2017. And apparently they didn't honor it because the establishment, the restaurant, had changed ownership.
They shouldn't have to honor it anyway because it was a year overdue.
They might not have a date, though, because some coupons will say, like, used by this date, and
yeah.
some don't.
The October 2017 wasn't the expiration?
No, that was not. It was when she received the coupon.
Oh,
so she
okay.
got the coupon, like, October 2017.
Gotcha.
And then they didn't. They were like, oh, well, this is, like, kind of a different restaurant. Like, it's under different management. Like, they
right.
probably have a whole different system
mm-hmm.
for how they do their, you know, accounting
sure.
and whatnot.
Right.
So, yeah, yeah, because that's... Yeah, it was a coupon from 2017.
I can understand the customer's point of view then, because even though they did switch management, the previous management should have told them, you know, well, we had these coupons that we were giving customers. Like, what do you, if you're not going to honor them, then give those customers who come in with that coupon a different one or something like that.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
just honor them. I can see how she could be upset, but I also see the restaurant's point of view also is like, we didn't give that to you.
Yeah, I agree. Because I feel like the restaurant is, it seems like the new ownership, the restaurant is similar. It's a slightly different name, though,
uh-huh.
from the
oh,
past.
Okay.
But I did work at a place where we had a similar situation where then the ownership changed.
Mm-hmm.
And any coupon, because they don't have expiration dates,
right.
they said, we're going to set an expiration date. So if you have one of the coupons from the past ownership, you have to use it by this date.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise,
see.
We won't honor it.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's a good system.
Yeah, it
you know?
Is. Yeah.
So I agree. I do understand how she'd be kind of upset. I don't think that means you should leave a terrible review, though. And we'll get to the review. It's pretty funny.
Wow.
So, according to the restaurant, what happened was that the woman, Doreen Gail Alfano, she visited the restaurant, Buoys on the Boulevard, with her father on October 30th of this year, so 2018.
Mm-hmm.
She tried to use the coupon, which was for up to $30, and it was attributed to the past restaurant name, which was Buoys Beach Bar and Grill, which
okay.
is what the restaurant was called before the ownership changed. Apparently, ownership changed back in March.
Mm-hmm.
The restaurant employees offered to, like, comp the drinks because they couldn't honor the coupon.
Right.
So they're trying to give her something.
Right.
You
exactly,
know?
Yeah.
However, this woman was so upset, she threatened to, in quotes, destroy the company on social media. And then she left and went to a different restaurant that she said would honor the coupon. I don't know if that means it's a chain or
yeah.
something, I guess.
I don't know. That's don't know. Crazy.
So she said, like, I'll destroy you on social media, which
gosh.
Is not what you want to hear as an employee.
No, she needs to just calm it down.
Yeah, yeah. And if they tried to, like, comp her drinks, you
right.
know? So they tried to do something.
Right, but the names aren't even the same, so she can't really be too upset. It's not called, you know, on
yeah.
the grill or whatever she said it was called.
Yeah, on the boulevard.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So just, I don't know. After leaving, the woman posted on the restaurant's Facebook page a damaging review.
Oh gosh.
She said, awful food, which also she didn't order food, But okay, anyway, she said
she never ordered.
No, because they offered to comp her drinks, but they didn't honor the coupon. And then she's like, "Whatever, I'm going to go somewhere else." So it sounds like they got drinks.
Yeah.
The restaurant offered to comp their drinks because they couldn't honor the coupon, and then she left to a different restaurant.
Okay.
So then on her review, she said, "Awful food. Found a worm in my sushi. Also had a fast crawling bug on the wall. The Jenga game is a germ carrier. Go and enjoy if you don't care, because the new owner doesn't at all."
Oh wow.
Oh my gosh.
I don't.
And also, she didn't even order food.
Yeah.
So she's claiming to have had this worm in her food, but she didn't order any.
Yeah. Yeah, that's slander, chick. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. So that was on the restaurant's official Facebook page.
Oh man.
And then the restaurant responded to her claiming that the woman didn't order anything and that they could prove it. So this
is
the quote of what they said. They said, "Hi Doreen, your visit last night is on our camera and you never ordered any food. No sushi was made for you. You and your father came in last night with a $30 off coupon dated October 27th from Grandstand Dining Group. We bought the business in March 2018 and are not affiliated with Grandstand Dining Group. We tried to explain that and you were livid because we would not accept the coupon." And then they continue to say, "We did comp out a Grey Goose martini, a beer, and a Coke. We also let you know to go to Duffy Street to redeem the coupon. I did see where you went there after you left. I can post the video of your entire visit on our camera, playback, and see where only drinks were at your table. I find it really sad that you would stoop so low to post lies about a business because of your anger. You did let the staff know that you would go on social media and ruin our business. Those are your own words."
Yeah, they got her on that one.
They did. That is...
She should have rethought that.
Yeah. And they went into all the specifics.
Yeah.
Like what she ordered, like how much her coupon was for, the dining group that it was apparently like the coupon was with.
Yeah. What they comped her drinks. They have her on camera.
Right.
Seriously, they have you on camera, lady.
Right.
And most restaurants have a camera right when you walk in.
Yeah.
Anyway,
it sounds like they were trying to be kind of nice about it.
Yeah.
You know? Also, I don't know. Okay, before we finish the story, we're going to go on break. But before we do, I want to mention a really great deal that is going on. If you want to give a gift to someone that you love or just treat yourself, Audible is a great gift for that. Maybe you're on the go all the time and you just need, you want to be able to spend some time for yourself and read, but you don't have time to sit down and read a book. That is why Audible is great. So you can start a 30-day trial and your first audiobook is free. Go to audible.com/GSMCSocial or text GSMCSocial to 500-500. Again, that is audible.com/GSMCSocial or text GSMCSocial to 500-500. We're going to take a break and then we'll be right back.
What happens to your decision-making when you drink? Well, after one drink, you feel confident. A few more, and calling your ex at 1 a.m. seems like a great idea. And you're pretty sure the secret to a great taco is four-day-old macaroni. The bottom line, drunk you doesn't make great decisions. So you're risking a DUI or worse if you count on him to get you home. Plan before you party. Get home safe. Brought to you by Washington Target Zero.
Welcome back to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast. We are going to finish up our story about the woman who is being sued for slander because of her very negative review on Facebook about this restaurant.
Yeah, it was a big lie. That's the reason.
Lying.
It wasn't just because she left a negative Facebook review. It was a lie. Like, the whole review was a big lie.
Yeah. She basically just tried to say the restaurant was horrendous and that she had a worm in her food. She never ordered food.
Exactly.
And they have you on camera, lady.
Yeah.
They have you. They've got you.
I feel like she didn't think that all the way through.
No.
Like, she's just like, in like the heat of the moment, and she's just like, I hate you. I'm going to say all these horrible things.
I can't even imagine that she was like she was that mad. Because I feel like you go to the restaurant and then you have to take the time between the restaurant and the Facebook review.
Yeah.
You had time to cool down. She was that mad that she still went on and left this like slanderous review.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay. So in a later post on Facebook, the restaurant informed this woman that they have tried to reach out to her several times and they will be pressing legal action.
Mm-hmm.
And their post says, this will be our last response. Tomorrow morning, I will be going to our attorney and moving forward with him on this. This is slander. Already spoken with law enforcement and they agree. You will hear from us soon.
Yeah, she better take that down or apologize or something they can get her on slander because of the lie, and they have video evidence that she didn't even order food.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I'm not a lawyer, but I feel like this would be an easy case
them. Definitely. Yeah. Especially with her already saying, I'm going to ruin you on social media. She should have never said that.
I know. The lawsuit is seeking unspecified amounts for damages. And I think they have a case.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
That's bad.
She should just apologize. Yeah. Apologizing is free. What was her name? Doreen?
Yeah.
It's free to apologize, chick.
Yeah. Or just like settle outside of court.
Yeah.
You don't want the hassle of going to court for this.
You really don't, because then they'll probably make her pay all the lawyer's fees and everything like that. So, and if you're using a $30 coupon, I'm going to guess that you don't have that kind of a money right now to pay for lawyers and everything. So,
yeah, be careful.
Yeah.
Watch your back, Doreen. They're coming for you.
Good luck.
Yeah, seriously. Okay, on to our next story, which is another story that has been pretty big on social media.
Yeah.
This is about Aladdin.
The new
Aladdin. Yeah. So we all know the cartoon version. I'm assuming everyone knows the Disney cartoon version.
If you don't, you need to go watch
it. You need to watch it. Robin Williams, the late great Robin Williams, is the voice of the genie in Aladdin. And Disney is now making a live action version. And Will Smith is going to be the genie. And Twitter is really upset about his look. They're just not having it, basically.
It's the look, though, because I remember when they said they were going to do a live action Aladdin, mm-hmm. and they announced that Will Smith was going to play the genie. I heard a lot of positive reviews for Will Smith to play the genie, but when you see the picture, it is not looking good.
Yeah. No, and I agree. I think Will Smith would be a great genie.
Yeah.
And I feel like people were excited.
Yeah,
and
they
excited
were, yeah.
in general for the film.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Disney has so much controversy about how their actors look
for
like movies like this.
Yeah.
They don't want this. So in the live action movie, it's much anticipated. It will be coming out 2019. And we have had our first look of this adaptation. It is by Guy Ritchie. And the exclusive first look photos, they went on Entertainment Weekly, and they reveal Aladdin, who is played by Mena Massoud, and Jasmine, who is played by Naomi Scott. And you see them, like, on the streets, in costume and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Will Smith, who is the genie, and, like, his hair is so weird. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm trying to think of how to explain this. So he has like a goatee.
Yeah.
Which then it looks like it's like braided or something. There's like a bead holding the beard together.
It's almost like a tighter version of like, you know how in Harry Potter, Dumbledore has that like thing around his beard?
Oh, at the end of the beard.
Yeah. It's like that, except Will Smith's beard is a lot smaller and it's black and it's just like really tiny.
Yeah. It's like they took a tiny little rubber band and just like tied the end of his beard.
Yeah.
Which is weird. And then they have this really weird looking braid on the top of his head, and it's got like a gold band and then all the hair after that is braided.
Yeah.
And it looks really weird because Will Smith doesn't have hair.
Right. Like picture an old fashioned like female genie with the top ponytail braid, the long top ponytail braid.
Like, and her hair is genie.
Except without her hair being slicked up into that ponytail braid, he has no hair and it's just the ponytail braid.
It's like they just stuck it onto his head.
Yeah. It looks so weird.
Yeah.
I really hope that when this is played live, it looks better. But these still pictures, it looks awkward.
Because
I feel like
they're trying to get a similar look to how the genie, like he had hair kind of like that in the animated version.
Yeah.
I don't think it works in live. I think they should just take off the weird ponytail thing.
Yeah. But it wasn't that long, though, either.
No,
and the
short.
Genie's head was a lot bigger, so it looked decent. Like, it was like, oh, okay, big head with a little hair up top, right?
Because
okay.
It was a cartoon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because he's a cartoon blue genie.
Yeah, exactly.
So it worked.
I really hope Will Smith does an amazing job.
Yes, I hope, just for the sake of everything.
Yeah.
So people were a little unsure when they announced Will Smith if it was going to be like partially like motion capture or CGI, but they just went full real person.
Yeah.
You know, he's not blue, but he does have the hairdo and the beard, as we mentioned. I don't think he needs to be blue.
No.
Honestly, he's wearing blue.
Yeah.
He's in a blue outfit. And you guys really should look it up. It's in Entertainment Weekly. Either you pick up the magazine or just like look it up online. I just want to read some of the Twitter comments that came from this post.
Yeah.
So they have like the first look, and then one person says, "Will Smith's genie hair in the live action Aladdin is going to be a major source of anxiety for me in 2019.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do want to say, though, if you do go look up the picture on Entertainment Weekly, it looks like there's like blue magic kind of coming out of his fingertips.
Oh, is there?
So,
oh.
Yeah. You see that, like, right here?
Oh, yeah, yeah. If you look closely, you can see it. I agree.
So maybe his, like, magic and, you know, genie powers will be blue still.
Oh.
Hopefully. Because him and his... That's just what I'm getting from the picture. I'm like, well, maybe his magic is blue. I don't know.
I'm sure blue will be a big color for him in that.
Oh,
and I'm sure they'll have other CGI, but they're probably going to have a CGI monkey, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Things like that.
Abu?
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, his hair's weird.
More tweets. What else did people say?
Yeah, someone else said, that's going to be a no for me, dog.
I hope you're just
American Idol
to
reference.
Yeah.
yeah, I'm assuming they're talking about the look. Because I don't know what else they would say. Other people, I have seen another Twitter comment that was kind of like what you said, Ariane, is that they're hoping when you see Will Smith moving and stuff, it will look better.
Yeah.
Which I agree. I think that could happen. Some people were, I feel like most everyone was just confused about the look.
Right.
Some were more negative than others. Some thought like, oh, it's hopeful. And others were like, this is really bad.
Right. But then it's like when you, if you've seen the move, the cartoon Disney movie Aladdin, it's like, how do you replicate that in real life? Like, how do you, without making it all CGI? You know what I mean? It's like, it's really hard. I can only imagine. I really hope that it like works for the film.
Yeah, I agree. Because the genie is always like shape shifting.
Yeah, exactly.
Like I don't know how they're going to do that. But also, he's a real person. So if you see like, you know, Aladdin walking down the street with Will Smith, like I'm just supposed to assume no one else can see him when he's just a person?
Well, there were instances in the cartoon where the genie was like Aladdin size and he was just like regular size.
That's true.
So yeah. I don't know.
I'm interested to see how they do that with all the magic and everything.
Me too.
I'm kind of excited. I also love the music of Aladdin.
Yeah.
And I also know that Disney had some controversy when they were picking the actors to play Jasmine and Aladdin, kind of like how they had controversy. I think it might have been around Mulan when they were casting for that. But I feel like people are always kind of rightfully so, suspicious of the look of the actors that they cast, you know, and it is a story where the actors are ethnic. They are not white.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's a lot of people are usually always kind of like, how is Disney going to do? Are they going to do it right?
Basically? Exactly.
Is Disney going to honor the story?
Exactly. I remember that, too, especially with casting of Aladdin. They're like,
yes,
they better not to sound like super racist. But I remember people going off saying, if they cast a white dude, this is going to be ridiculous.
Yeah. And I think
because
you know,
he's.
It would like, be ridiculous.
From Agrabah or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't feel like any white people live there.
Yeah.
If it was a real place.
Right. But I also feel like based off the cartoon, you can tell that the characters
they're not
are
Caucasian.
Not Caucasian.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
So I don't know, Disney. I'm glad that they didn't try and do that. I'm sure.
Yeah.
Like, even if you look at the Entertainment Weekly photos, I mean, I don't know. We'll see. I'm excited. We'll see.
I'm excited. I hope they stick to the songs, though, too.
Yes.
Like, don't add a little, like, extra, like, song in there or anything. I liked the original soundtrack of Aladdin. There were fun songs, especially the genie song when he first comes out in the cave.
Yeah.
I just hope it's better than what it looks like it's going to be.
Yeah.
We'll have to go in with low expectations.
I feel like the internet agrees with us, though.
Yeah, I know.
Everyone's thinking that. Yeah, low expectations
is
the key.
Yeah, that way you don't get disappointed.
Oh, okay. Before we go on break, I just want to mention that Audible right now has a great deal going on. You can get a 30-day trial and your first audiobook is free. To get this great deal, you can go to audible.com/GSMCSocial or text GSMCSocial to 500-500. Audible is a great gift idea. They have so many varieties of books, biographies, a bunch of fiction, mysteries, thrillers, so many great options. And again, to get this deal, go to audible.com/GSMCSocial or text GSMCSocial to 500-500. We're going to take a break and then we'll be right back with some more social media news.
What happens to your decision-making when you drink? Well, after one drink, you feel confident. A few more, and calling your ex at 1 a.m. seems like a great idea. And you're pretty sure the secret to a great taco is 4-day-old macaroni. The bottom line, drunk you doesn't make great decisions. So you're risking a DUI or worse if you count on him to get you home. Plan before you party. Get home safe. Brought to you by Washington Target Zero.
Welcome back to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast. We are finishing up our podcast with a final story, and this is about a otter at the Monterey Bay Aquarium. This story happened on Twitter, and it's about an otter, but it is also about just the fickleness of the social media audience.
Yes.
It's kind of crazy. So people are criticizing the Monterey Bay Aquarium's tweet because the Monterey Bay Aquarium called an otter thick and like chunky, and they use those words. So the social media team for the aquarium, they have just experienced like the full life cycle of like internet content, because on Wednesday, the aquarium issued a series of tweets apologizing for a joke tweet that they had posted the day earlier about one of their otters, because they had called the otter thick, like thick with two C's, and like chonk, like C-H-O-N-K. They also said that she was an absolute unit, which if you are anywhere on the internet, you know these are like colloquial, like internet lingo, you know, and they're like, they've been made popular by a lot of tweets and internet captions, memes, things of that nature. And I believe their exact tweet, and this was like, they did this in multiple lines, so you could tell they were just trying to use different internet lingo. And the first one says, Abby is a thick girl. Again, thick with two C's. Then they said, what an absolute unit. She chonk. Look at the size of this lady. Oh, Lord, she coming. Another internetism. And I laughed when I saw this because she is a cute otter. She's so cute. And she is fat.
She is big. Yeah.
She is really big. Apparently, another person had said that she was, or I guess that she still is pregnant. And that's why she's so big. Which, like, makes sense. Yeah, she's big.
She is. She is way big. Oh, my gosh.
Especially because otters have such tiny heads.
Yeah.
So I feel like her body being so big makes her head look so small.
Yeah. Tiny heads and tiny little arms
It's really cute. Oh, gosh. I'm getting, like, emotional about the otter. It's so cute. So then the tweet, when it was originally posted, like, saying, like, oh, she's thick and all that, did receive some laughter. And, like, some people kind of like, I don't know. Like, some people were concerned about her health.
She's pregnant. She'll be fine.
Yeah, she'll be all right. She'll change size later.
Exactly.
And then another person, like, tweeted, like, oh, this is the content I'm here for.
It's hilarious. I think it's funny. If you understand that language, it's hilarious. And you get it.
Yeah. And it's like some people thought that the social media employee who came with the tweet should, like, get a raise.
Yeah.
Some person said they love the tweet so much that it's single-handedly what convinced them to join the aquarium. Like to follow them on Twitter.
Oh, that's awesome.
Some people were confused because they didn't understand the terms thick or chunk, which again, it's just kind of internet lingo.
Mm-hmm.
And then, as I said, some were just concerned about her health. However, the next day, the reaction, like the tide turned basically on the tweet, and users on Twitter, who apparently were mostly like from academic circles, mm-hmm. apparently, or allegedly, they began criticizing the tweet for its appropriative language. They accused the aquarium of inappropriately borrowing African-American vernacular English, or AAVE.
Oh, gosh.
Some even called it digital blackface.
It's not. Okay, this, I'm sorry. This, what is this otter?
This otter,
yeah. It's a brown black otter. Like, yeah, you can't blackface a black otter. I'm sorry. It has brown fur. Okay, or hair, whatever you want to call it. So, and otters don't speak English. We can give them any language we want.
Yeah.
They can be English for all we know, yeah, and have an accent. You don't know.
The otter can say whatever the otter wants.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh. This is what some people are saying. This is a quote. Organizations that are not black run or specifically focused on black audiences don't do things like this. They said like the Monterey Aquarium. And then the user who said this, the profile said that they're an assistant professor of, or no, sorry. So the Monterey Bay Aquarium, apparently, like the person who wrote the tweet or something is like a professor. And they said the tweet contributes to a hostile environment for black people, including black scientists. And then they did the acronym for African American Vernacular English isn't a meme for white consumption. So okay, they were criticizing the person who made the tweet. So like the social media person for the Monterey Bay Aquarium, they're saying they are appropriating language.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
They're just like really digging the hole there though, aren't they?
Yeah,
it's just seriously, just also have fun with it.
Right. And then if you have a problem with that, I feel like you have a problem with like all of the meme language.
Yeah.
Like that's so much internet to hate.
Yeah. And I don't know, maybe that person had help coming up with these because it was like, it is a brown otter. And they were like, oh, what would be funny? What's in right now? What's the lingo people are using on, you know, social media? That's what I feel like. So, I mean, that's just me personally. I think it's hilarious.
I feel like if you're a social media person, you're trying to always be relevant.
Yeah.
And I feel like they just chose internet colloquialisms that are relevant.
Right. You're going to choose racism for something, I feel like, anywhere.
Right.
You can find it anywhere.
Also, to clarify, the user who said this, who said like organizations that are not black run or specifically focused on black audiences don't do things like this, that user, the profile says that they're an assistant professor of particle physics and cosmology. So I didn't want to say like the aquarium was, but that was the person who complained about this tweet. And then the criticism has made enough of an impact that the aquarium decided to apologize for the tweet.
Oh,
so in a series of follow-up tweets in the same thread as like the, you know, the original otter one.
Yeah.
They said they are deeply sorry to anyone who felt alienated by their joke tweet. They added that they were simply unaware of the AAVE language that was used.
Mm-hmm.
And they said using them in a sea otter meme without that background makes insinuations we never intended. We need to do better. And then in a fourth and final tweet, they like basically just like close the circle on like all the internet like backlash and concluded by saying, we are also thankful for those of you out there pointing out our blind spots and how we can improve. Thanks, everyone.
So would it have been different if they, even though the otter's brown, if they used like proper English language or what?
I don't understand. They're not saying the otter,
but the person who made it.
Yeah. I mean, that's also a funny observation. You're right. The otter is brown.
But I'm just like, so.
Right. You don't know how Abby identifies.
Exactly. Exactly.
Maybe that's what she said about herself.
I don't know.
Yeah, so they're saying the social media team for the aquarium should have said that. But then this also just gets more interesting because the aquarium apologized. So they had the joke tweet.
Uh-huh.
They got criticized. They apologized for their joke tweet, saying they were unaware and they appreciate people who pointed it out. And then the ordeal did not end, of course, because the next day when people realized the aquarium had apologized for their initial tweet, they got upset.
Yeah.
Both at the critic who called out the tweet and the aquarium for what they said was an act of giving in to the mob.
Mm-hmm.
So someone wrote, this apology was unnecessary. Another person wrote, please do not feed the woke outrage mobs. And then others went to the aquarium's defense saying, world, we've got to stop all this apologizing. Someone said, why? If you have the opportunity to learn from other people, what's wrong with apologizing and admitting that you learned something you didn't previously know? It was just like so much just
back and forth nonsense.
Like Yeah. The comment thread's terrible.
I feel like even though like the main social media person on for that aquarium may have been a Caucasian person.
Right.
I mean, they probably have a few people on the team.
Right.
And so I don't know if you can really make the accusation that it was just that one person. What if the whole team, there could be three or four other people of right. color who helped this person come up with these, like, you don't know.
Right. Also, isn't that assuming the social media person is white?
Yeah,
they don't.
Exactly.
They might not be. I don't know. Or maybe they're saying. I guess are they trying to say the aquarium is a white institution?
Yeah, I've been to the aquarium.
The aquarium's great.
I've taken my kids to the aquarium. My kid likes to touch a little starfish.
Right. Who doesn't like to touch the starfish?
Right. Come on.
I don't know.
You're digging a hole for no reason. Please.
And
just
also,
stop.
Now the fight is about whether the apology should have been issued at all.
Oh gosh.
And then
leave
the aquarium had to come back in and said they stood by their apology and that they welcome the perspective of, like, you know, their critics and everything.
Yeah.
They said, as an organization that seeks to educate, we absolutely welcomed the perspective, information, and open discussion.
Mm-hmm.
And that was from their marketing chief, Mimi Han. And if we want people to listen to us, we have to be willing to listen to them.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know. They just experienced the full
right?
just internet culture in so many ways.
Well, now you know how to handle it.
Yeah.
Just do you and don't care what anybody else says about your memes or pictures.
Yeah.
I would still just be posting them.
The internet is so big.
It
really
is.
You're going to find something you like and don't
like.
You're
going to have all of it.
Yeah.
Just have fun with it.
Right. I stand by the aquarium. I feel like their picture was funny.
And
they also did a nice apology and stood by it.
I like both ways.
I think
it was super cute, super funny, and good on you for being the bigger person and apologizing. But
right. And now I'm a big fan of Abby the otter.
Yeah, me
I'm
too.
I'm excited for her pups.
I want to see her babies.
And she, I don't know. You have to look at the picture.
Yeah,
it is adorable.
Cute.
She's so cute. She's so fat with like her little tiny like paws sticking out from her tummy.
It's sweet.
So
you know, she looks like she's ready to just have them already.
Yeah.
It's like a woman in her last trimester is just like, I'm so over this.
Anyway, thank you all so much for listening. And I hope you enjoyed this episode. And please tune in next time.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.